Blog Talk Radio.
Gamers are not the only ones catching flack from our male counterparts. Some of our girl cosplayers, we forgot to talk about cosplay. Well, we mentioned it, I think, a couple weeks ago. We didn't go into deep detail, but our cosplayers are getting flack now and saying they're not real geeks because they happen to be pretty.
So just because your mama smacked you around with the ugly tree doesn't mean the rest of us had that same experience.
I am in all kinds of shock. Anyway, I'm going to tweet a link to this lovely young lady's rant. Girl, your eyelashes are fierce, okay? If I could wear them, if I could figure out how to wear them, I would have some on every day. Love the pink hair. I don't do color. Well, I lie. I do colored hair. Blue-black is my color if I dye it any color. But she's got the pink hair working, the eyelashes. Cute little cosplay girl. I don't know. This argument keeps coming up every few years. It's the weirdest thing. When the Frag Dolls were first picked, the same thing happened. There was a whole lot of they received a whole lot of flack for being pretty and saying that they weren't real girl gamers. And it wasn't just the guys that were doing it. It was women, the women that didn't get picked, because they put out a call. If y'all don't know how they did the original Frag Dolls, they put ads in every paper across the country asking for women gamers, and you had prerequisites you had to fit. And none of them said you had to look a certain way. Not one ad I saw said that. They all said, we want you to be proficient, or at least reasonably proficient, on all three platforms at the time, which was the Wii, the PlayStation, the Xbox. If you have a DS, great. If you're a PC gamer, even better. But we want the girls that are all-around girl gamer. You can't be pretend, you know, oh, my son has a Xbox. There was no age range either, by the way. They didn't say you had to be between 18 and 25. It was, we don't care. We want some, you know, women to come in. And I don't know what the audition entailed, because I applied, but then I did not get in. But when they started looking around, that they didn't have a whole lot of racial diversity. Valkyrie did approach me and say, don't take this the wrong way, but we need us a black girl. And we know you. We know you're hardcore. But at the time, Baby Matrix was very, very small. And when you have the small ones and the boob feeding, you can't go. You can't go. You know.
Yeah,
so I couldn't go. So, but the same argument, I remember one of the women on the women's dev list going, oh, they picked those girls because they were cute, and they, you know, none of them can play. Do I need to go back into my legend story?
Kind of harsh, but all right, they are sort of cute, but they were
hardcore. Yeah. They were still hardcore. Yeah. I can't have I didn't know Brooklyn at the time, but once I went to go meet her, because I defended them, of course, but when I went to meet her, I was like, you know, she is kind of pretty. And the picture is up. The first day we met, there's a picture up on our Facebook page of Brooklyn and I. That's the first day we met. And I did go in there thinking, she's really cute. I hope she can game. And then I tell you the story I tell all the time where she laid waste to the whole room of men with a pistol.
I know. Oh
yeah.
My God, that is so
this is the day that that happened. And I says, okay, these girls are no joke. And I already knew Valkyrie, and I hadn't gone to her house at the time either. Valkyrie and I were kind of, you know, we'd run into each other at events. But when I went to her house, like, Ginger has a projection screen.
Mm-hmm.
Valkyrie at the time had a whole wall that was a projection screen in her house. And I'm not talking about a small wall. where she piped her halo through it. You know, there's a life-size halo on your wall.
That is so sexy. Right
her
now.
Her
wow.
computer screen for her game at the for her PC gaming at the time was the size of most of our TVs. This is for her PC game, not your Xbox was hooked to it. Her PC games were hooked there. You know, where it's, you know, right huge in your face playing WoW. So these are pretty has nothing to do with it. Yes, they happen to be nice looking women, and some of them are not nice looking women when you see them without the makeup and the hair and stuff. They're still girls, you know. All of us know that smoke and mirrors is makeup and, you know, eyelashes and stuff. We're not cute all the time. But I don't understand. If you go and you watch the rant that did I actually tweet it?
I
don't think I tweeted it yet. I'm going to tweet it. If you go and watch it, and make sure you watch it after the show, you don't leave us to go watch anybody, okay? We're jealous.
We will cut you.
We will cut you. But if you you go and watch her, I like some of the points that she's making, is that for some reason, when a woman steps into cosplay or we go to gaming events, the first thing out of your mouth, some of you guys, is so-and-so's either she's too cute, she's not real, or she's ugly, she shouldn't be wearing it. And need I point out to you, there's a show on AMC, Comic Book Men, where none of those guys are cute. None of them. Mm-hmm. And not one of us as a woman has gone and said to them, because Kevin, and I do like Kevin Smith, I think he's brilliant, so I don't really care what he looks like. But the point is, we don't do that. This is not the measuring stick where you go, well, you're not cute. If you're cute, you're not a real gamer. And if you're not cute, you're a real gamer, but you're also ugly, so I don't want to talk to you. This is ridiculous. None of this has anything to do with any geekdom. Doesn't matter how you look. If you're a cute gamer, if you're not a cute gamer, the what it boils down to here is, how good are you with the control? The keyboard in your hand. Can you hold it down that way? I could give a flip
yes.
about the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you guys to drop it. Really, this argument's
yes.
old. And if
yes,
you're new,
time for you guys to grow up,
yep.
get out from underneath your mama's skirts. And yeah.
So I'm tweeting that out. I had to get that out this morning because thanks, Snow. You got me all riled up this morning. I was like, what? What?
Way to go for getting her riled up, Snow.
I was like, what?
No.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, no.
And this, and they've also been using the one reason why and one reason to be hashtag a lot of the cosplay and comic book girls. There's a point in there where she says somebody told her the only reason a lot of girls got interested in the Avengers is because of the movie. No, that would not be why.
No, a lot of these girls could probably tell you more about the damn storyline than some of these guys there.
I know. Well, you know, last night when we were in APB, one of the guys walked up and was dressed like Deadpool. I couldn't remember the name because Deadpool is not one of the characters I like. But they were all shocked that I was like, yeah, one of the X-Men. And they were like, oh, you know it's an X-Men. Yeah. And so I was like, yeah, we know it's an X-Men. We just can't remember who you are. You're not one of the characters we like. Obviously. Not even Black Widow. Scarlett Johansson's character is not one of my favorites. So I didn't get into the Avengers. You know, I didn't go see the movie just because, you know, there was a movie. It was like, oh, they got all of my characters in there together. I do love Iron Man. I'm not a fan of Thor. I never got into those comic books. I couldn't tell you squat about it. I didn't even see the rest of the movies. He just happened to be in the Avengers. I am a fan of the Hulk because I grew up watching him on TV, of course. I had cousins. This is what we did every Saturday morning because some of you don't know, there was once upon a time no internet. We read
no internet
Saturday morning. Yeah, Saturday morning we read Hulk, so I got some of that lore and David Banner, and I can even tell you lore about the movie and the comic. What is it? My movie trivia that, you know, Norton's antivirus is shown in the movie, and Edward Norton is related to the Norton that made the Norton. See how this crap I know.
Wow.
Some of us are actually just geeks. We just happen to not, you know, be hard on the eyes, and we would think some of you would be happy about that. Or maybe you're just insecure because you are hard on the eyes. And can't step a girl that's not hard on the eyes. Anyway, we got to do some news. I had to get
your
that
Your mama
off.
Had an ugly baby. That doesn't mean our mama did.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So we
said
are here. Huh?
Said it. She said it.
I did say it. I'll say it again, too, people. Don't be talking sack. I can talk circles around you. Circle.
Hot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's Friday, Corey. It's Friday.
Yes, it is. I'm very happy.
Really? Are you? Why are you happy about it being Friday?
Well, for one, I spoke to Introversion.
Mm-hmm.
You know that lovely little game, Prison Architect? So in the next week or two, when I get a chance to sit down and share with you, I can actually show you guys the alpha. They said, rock with it, roll with it. Thank you, introversion.
Very nice. Very nice.
So, and of course, so Joe, you can, Joe, you want to watch? I'm winking at you, Joe.
Hotness. Anytime a girl asks if you want to watch, the answer is always yes.
Always.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay.
What you got? What you got?
Oh, good God. I told y'all this is going to happen. I told you this is going to happen.
Uh-oh.
I was telling you that this week, CISPA hearings were being held behind closed doors so the public could not voice their opinions. You know what? Just turn the flag red already, okay? Anyways, CISPA overwhelmingly approved a Secret House Marketplace. Yeah. Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, the biggest blunder of our geek history, has made it out of its markup hearing in the House by a vote of 18-2. That means the bill could be voted on by the full House on the floor as soon as next week, folks. Worst, still members of the committee overwhelmingly voted down an amendment that would have added some privacy provisions into the bill. One of those members that voted against the bill was Representative Jan Smith, you voted against it, so I'm going to give you her name. Jan Schakowsky, Democrat from Illinois, proposed 3 privacy amendments, which were all voted down. Afterwards, she said that she was disappointed that her colleagues did not limit the NSA and other intelligence agencies from collecting sensitive data of Americans. The amendments required the companies report cyber threat information directly to civilian agencies and maintained the long-standing tradition that the military doesn't operate on U.S. soil against American citizens.
Yeah, so if I'm perceived as a threat.
Again, great big flag, just put a star on it, we're all good. A great big red one. At this point, opponents of the bill, including every imaginable internet watchdog group, must rely on the promise the president made to veto the bill should it make it across his desk. Oh, sweet God, if you don't veto this, I hope you
Obama.
Have...
Obama, please don't let us down.
Circled hell!
Obama, don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm going to lose all respect for your ass.
Oh, man. You know what? You lose the opportunity to have us on your lap.
They voted on this yesterday so I could gripe about it on Thursday night because the things I want to say right now are not daytime friendly. Some are worried that the White House has been slow to respond to what's going on with CISPA. The administration has yet to officially respond to a petition signed by 100,000 people asking him to reject the legislation. Oh, my dear, sweet, noodly God up there, this is not cool. Not cool. I hope the spaghetti monster eats you. This is not cool.
I am
military
like...
going to be able to move against us?
Yeah.
Our own little hacker group. Anything we do is suspect, and we have no privacy, even though computers are in our own home, where they have to have a search warrant to go through anything else, but because this is digital and we can connect online, it's not considered papers, apparently, which is bullcrap. Oh, I'm hot. I'm so hot. Oh, I want to slap people right now and kick people in the shins and tell them to stop being stupid, ignorant rednecks.
Yeah.
I'm mad. Ginger mad. Ginger smash.
Well, see, now that they can do this, there's ironically, VentureBeat has an article up that says the IRS can also... let me share this one with you. Let's segue on right into this. The IRS can now already read your emails without getting a warrant. This is according to a new document uncovered by a Freedom of Information Act request, and this is called FOIA. If you're in the legal field, you know exactly what FOIA is. In it, the IRS reveals that it still doesn't believe people have a reasonable expectation of privacy in their emails. Technically, emails are not yet protected by law under the Fourth Amendment through a recent court case, which is U.S. versus Warshak. States a little differently. In this particular case, judges ruled that the defendant, Stephen Warshak, enjoyed a reasonable expectation of privacy in his emails, citing the Katz versus U.S. case that helped define what a search and seizure is under U.S. law. Advocacy groups and internet companies alike, including major email provider Google, do all stand by the ruling. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, which made the FOIA request, the IRS's Criminal Tax Division would rather seek out your emails using a subpoena. And why does this enrage organizations like the ACLU? For some time now, advocacy groups have been pulling for a change in the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. The ACLU calls it hopelessly outdated. It was established in, get this, 1986,
wow.
A time when telephone calls were a much more widespread way of communicating than emails at the time. Also, according to VentureBeat, nowadays emails are just as, if not more prevalent than phone calls, and they include very personal information that people may consider private, air quotes there. The ACLU notes that the ECPA only requires a warrant on emails that have been on an email provider's servers for 180 days or less, but anything beyond that time frame and any message that has been opened does not require a warrant.
Bull crap.
Yeah.
If I read it, it is mine. Mine. If it's addressed to me, it's mine. You can't go through my open mail here in my house. You can't go through my open mail in my email.
This, see, some of you, instead of posting drunk pictures on Facebook, need to, this is your wake-up call, people. You are the Twitter and Facebook generation. I'm a W something because you don't have one. Maybe you're the question mark generation. When are you guys going to do something? Get up off your asses, seriously, and stop worrying about who's fighting with who on Facebook. They are all up in our jam and jelly, seriously. They don't have to have a warrant. They're trying to be able to come in and grab you. And I know when you probably what all of you heard when Ginger said when Ginger was reading the stories. Well, they're going to go after hacker groups. What if they decide they perceive you as a hacker group? You could just be in your house having a LAN party. Your neighbor calls in and says, "Hey, these guys get together every month. I think they're hackers." Bam, you're arrested. All you were doing was playing Halo.
Oh my God, my internet is slow. They must be doing something bad.
Yes. So you all, we have to either get them to change this or lock it down or something. And you all need to get the word out to your friends. This is your call to arms. Seriously, I really don't need the IRS up in my stuff. Oh my God, FOIA. We need Chris on my Facebook. You're the legal type who listens to us when you can. Dude, this is how you're gonna make your name. You already got the foot in the door at Washington. Just saying, what can you do? This right here is scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is it?
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, they're requesting information on aliens. Forget the aliens. I need you to stay up out of my emails, there, IRS, Big Brother. If you ain't scared, you need to be. I'm moving to France. I'm just going to move to France and get it over with. I was going anyway when I retire. I was going to retire and, you know, rent me a little cheap, dirty apartment by the Eiffel Tower because I don't want any place fancy. I just want to sit when I'm old and drink my coffee and eat my croissant in the morning and look at the Eiffel Tower. That's how I want to spend my last days. I'm just going to push it ahead a little early. I'll see y'all later. I'm going to France.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, there's a new Kickstarter out there. Any of you guys wanting to propose marriage with a Kickstarter? Well, what's going on?
I saw that this guy did this.
Mm-hmm. One app developer is offering a chance to actually propose marriage to your loved one as one of its Kickstarter pledges. I have this up on our Twitch channel right now. Space Wolves 2 developer Griff Films, yeah, will arrange for your other half to receive a special message via their animated lead character, Captain Royston Starkey.
Aww.
Royston will record a special message written with the lucky pledger before getting down on one animated knee to ask the lucky he or she on your behalf for their hand in marriage. Aww.
Oh, wait, no, that's not what I saw. I saw a guy wrote a game to propose to his girlfriend, so now they're trying to make a business out of it.
Hmm. Well, it's a Kickstarter a perk, whatever. We thought this could be well be the first proposal of its kind, says head development Hywel Griffith. It's certainly one way to make your betrothed feel very special. This is a one pledge, one chance only opportunity, and we would love to be the ones who get one lucky couple to tie the knot. The guys at Griff Films point out that they cannot guarantee a yes from your loved one, but they will do their very best to make it happen. The original Space Wolves on iOS combined cartoon graphics with addictive puzzle gameplay. Captain Royston Starkey explored 32 levels of ball-slinging, wolf-zapping puzzle action, featuring space springs, wormholes, anti-gravity lasers, and jazz-playing space wolves. That's right, jazz-playing space wolves.
Ooh.
I wish you could watch Space Wolves in action and find out more about the sequel's campaign over on their Kickstarter page. It is called Space Wolves 2. The game is due out later this year, and the films hope to make it a great wedding present to that happy couple. They have 30 days left. They have one backer. They've made $10 of their $5,250 goal. I'm hoping, since we just gave them a little shout-out, that they get a little bit more love, because this is just cute.
It is adorable.
So cute. Oh, hey, look, there was a trailer on the page, and I didn't notice. Oh, look, it's Jazz playing Wolves. Oh, he's cute.
Yeah.
He's adorable. But seriously, and I think that is so cute. You know, if your girl's a gamer, trust me, as a girl, a gamer, I have a, you know, girly parts and boobs. Mm-hmm. I think a game that had a proposal in it just for me, I would love. I would love.
Like,
I think that
all,
would
boo-hoo.
Be so adorable. Oh, I know. I would ball like a flipping baby.
Any other proposal, I'd be like, oh, that's sweet. But you put it in a game.
Mm-hmm.
And like a little, oh, you know what I would also find hot? A little box you put on the table right when I was playing the game. And when I open it, it plays the little titty-titty-titty-titty-titty. And the ring is in it. Oh, that's hot.
See, I've seen those. I think that is so cute.
Yeah, the chests are already made. You can find them on Etsy. I think we did that a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so cute.
Adorable. Well, more bad news from Microsoft. We told you Adam Orth was out of there, yes, last night, if you were listening to the show. See you, Adam. But there's a report out on Games Industry International that says Microsoft's home entertainment push is stronger than ever. They want to take over your TV. According to The Verge, the console will accept a cable box signal through HDMI, allowing the new Xbox to add features to your normal TV experience. The Verge reports likens the features to the Google TV service built into some televisions. The service will, what do you want to bet by 3 or 4 months from now, there's going to be a suit against Google TV for having a monopoly that Microsoft's going to file. Who wants to bet
probably
me
money? Probably could be. Mm-hmm. I bet you're right. I bet yep. you're right. All I got to say is both these fools better start leaving yep. my crap alone, yo.
The service is said to go beyond Google's offering through Microsoft's partnerships with content providers. The all-new Kinect that will be coming out will also be a part of Microsoft's television focus. The Verge says that the next Kinect can not only detect multiple users simultaneously, but it can also detect eye movement. The example case has the Xbox pausing video content when the Kinect detects the user looking away from the screen. I don't want that.
No, I don't, because sometimes I like to sit there and listen, because... All right, I'll admit, I'm a big-ass pansy, and sometimes these things are a little bit too scary for me to watch, but I will listen to them from the door.
I don't want it because I'm a multitasker. Sometimes I'm looking at my phone and playing a game while I'm watching the show.
I know. If I want to pause something, I'll flip and pause it.
Okay, so an additional report from...
people.
Really? The additional report from Kotaku's internet sleuth, Super Nanoshin, shows that Microsoft's acquisition of developer VideoSurf and the creation of Video Cognition team within Xbox Live in 2011. The VideoSurf mobile application had users pointing their smartphone cameras at the television to analyze the content and provide additional information and content suggestions. A profile of the Video Cognition team on Microsoft's careers website could give a hint at the scope of the next Xbox's TV watching experience. They said, as we enter an era of natural user interface, now going to be called NUI, NUI, mm-hmm, with full interaction for TV and computers, our aim is to streamline the way viewers search, consume, and share content, minimizing the time spent searching for programs while maximizing the viewing and sharing capacities. This is from the team's senior software development engineer lead, Aaron Borenstein. As the Video Cognition team, we are excited to marry our capabilities with Xbox Live and drive even more innovation and value. And VideoSurf founder and Video Cognition leader Dr. Aiton Sheeran is the one who said that. Both reports point to a Microsoft that's looking to not only control your gaming experience, but your television experience as well. And I'm going to tell you now, Xbox, as we said last night and we've been saying all week, if you're going to do this, I need it split off. I don't want any of this crap on my Xbox. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you pausing my game when I look away. I don't mind the talking. Sometimes I like that I can say Xbox open, you know, whatever game. That's kind of cool on occasion when I'm, you know, I'm getting ready to game and I want it to be ready when I come back and sit down. That's fine. You know, I'm making my snacks and that type of stuff. But I don't need my shows paused because I happen to look away. I don't need, you know, you tracing my hand movements or trying to see how many people are in my room because we might not be closed. Look, just, I don't like where Microsoft is going at all as a gamer.
I'm with you. I am totally with you.
Do not like it at all, period.
They are ditching us and abusing us, and it's not cool. It's, I'm done with your abuse. I'm done with you no longer loving us. I'm going to break up for your half-brother PS3.
Seriously, I think Microsoft has misjudged the amount of gamers that are buying even Xboxes. I mean, yeah, you keep saying, oh, well, they must like it. There's Netflix on it. Yeah, but we didn't buy it for the Netflix. We bought it because we're a gamer. And when we step away, some of the people who, you know, kind of maybe bought it because they have a gamer in their house, they're not going to pick up the new one if their kid says, well, you know, there's really nothing for me on Xbox anymore. I'm just going to play PlayStation. Mom.
Uh-huh.
Sister. Dad. What is? I don't want all this stuff. I don't want it always on. I just need you to make me one that's, you know, a little bit more powerful processing, and one that you hand me and say, if you want to rip this bitch apart and put whatever you want in it, and you know, you pay a little bit extra on your warranty, you can do that. If you screw it up, you can send it back to us. We're gonna send you a defaulted Xbox back with, you know, it's not gonna be modded, but you can, you know, you're covered. That's what I want as a gamer. Something I can do like my computer. I think I'm gonna put 85 gigabytes of memory in here just to see what happens. Click.
See the PS3, you can totally mod and do stuff like that.
Well, you could do it to an Xbox now, but it voids your warranty. I think it's the same with the PS3 now, but they're saying they're not going to do that the next time, huh?
No. Like the hard drive, the terabyte hard drive I put in there? No, it's fine. I can send that thing back and get it replaced if I wanted, da-da-da-da-da, all that fun stuff.
Oh, nice.
And that just pops in and out, so it's not hard. I mean, it's one little screw you take out. I
just need them to stop trying to go so multimedia. We don't need you to keep up with Google. Gamers put you on the map without Google, is what we're saying. Why have we not gotten an Xbox handheld console? People have been begging for it. Why didn't you go the way Sony did and say, you know what, they made a PlayStation phone, let's do it better.
And if you want to gouge me, if you want to price gouge me, make the damn console competitive to my PC, because otherwise you ain't got nothing to offer me that my PC can't do 1,000 times better.
Yeah, why can't I plug my
PC? Why would you have a PC in your entertainment room? Because it's about the same damn size as an Xbox.
Yep.
You hook it up to a projector screen, which is even cheaper, and ta-da, I got a great big entertainment system for...
No, you don't even have to hook it up. Nowadays, if you can think of it, they got it, which means they got a Wi-Fi way, and I've done it, to stream from your computer over to the Xbox. I learned that during Hurricane Ike. Stream movies from my PC to my Xbox. It was lovely. I watched lots of movies because, you know, everything was down. Hey, or even I'd walk over and... I put a movie on a jump drive and I plug it into the Xbox, it would run off the jump drive. So it had great capabilities. Why they're not expanding on them, I don't know. You're going some other direction. I don't need you to go in. I really don't. Stop it. Just cut it out.
Stop it,
Microsoft. I'm about to leave the Microsoft camp. I'm serious. And I hate to say that. I just don't. I don't know what.
Girl, I canceled my subscription and walked away a while back. I mean, it's still sitting there, but it's a nice little paperweight right now.
Well, as soon as this next Xbox comes out, if once they verify, because you know they're going to do it at the end of probably next month, right before E3, it's always on, and no backwards compatibility. All right, let me go ahead and cancel this Xbox Live subscription. I'm out.
While we're on that note of Xbox Live,
uh-oh.
I was going to show something else, but I'm going to do two. So here we go. The first one I'm going to jump into, there's a new rumor, and it doesn't really surprise me, that there's going to be an always online requirement for Xbox mini devices.
The Windows Phone, huh?
Yeah. It's that silly season, the time between major events like the Game Developers Conference and E3, where rumors fly fast and furious about what the biggest companies in the industry have planned. There's new rumor that says the always online requirement we've been hearing about for the Xbox console is actually going to apply for the Xbox mini device. Rumors about the device have first surfaced in March of last year. What's this Xbox mini thing? Anyways,
VG Lee. Like PlayStation, you're going to get a little skinny one. It's going to be the old Xbox, but it's going to have always-on requirements, so yeah.
VG Leaks, they apparently have a very good track record of fielding rumors that turn out to be true. All I got to say is my rumors usually turn out to be true, too. Hey. Anyway, they're the source of a new round of rumors surrounding Microsoft's plan for new systems. They claim that the Always On is tied to the second Xbox console that will be launched at the same time as the Durango base or the Xbox 720. Yeah, I like the 720 name better than Durango.
Durango.
Stupid.
So we got a cowboy and a Spanish dancer with castanets.
Woo-woo! Hotness. Forbidden love. Unlike the Durango console, the Xbox Mini will offer Xbox 360 backwards compatibility, but it's not going to have a disc drive. This new Xbox Mini will require an always-on internet connection and will play XBLA games. It will also supposedly be used as a set-top box. Finally, it'll be able to give the new Xbox Durango console a way to provide backwards compatibility for download games through some sort of link-up. Oh, hell no! All right.
So you can make me have two Xboxes so I can play my games.
Yeah, you're going to make me buy two pieces of crap that's going to sit there and collect dust because half the time I ain't going to pay for your monthly bullcrap. Really? Really? So the Durango, the stupidest, worst thing for console in console history... You're going to make me buy a second Xbox Mini, which sounds oh so cute. That's so I can play my old Xbox games? What the hell is wrong with you? Microsoft, pull your heads out of your dark places. Microsoft. There's a reason why y'all are floundering, Microsoft. It's because you are some greedy little bitches.
No, because they've abandoned their base. We're your base. We don't want any of this stuff. I just want to be able to play whatever it is I want to play.
I want to play games. I want to be able to play games with my friends. I want no lag. I don't care about the stupid chat rooms because I don't want to see penis. Just give me a call.
Well, I want to see penis, but yeah. But when I want to, not just because.
You know, maybe Nintendo Wii really has gotten it right this time. You can play with your friends. It's got more of a community usage thing.
Yep.
And we don't have any of these issues. My Nintendo can play whatever the hell I want my Nintendo to play.
And it's actually backwards compatible.
Yes.
And it is every time
it comes out. Microsoft, I'll go back and be a Nintendo fangirl.
I am floored at the direction they're headed in and that they're actually getting mad at us for not wanting to follow. We followed you. You created Xbox Live. It was great. You created the Xbox, great. We were like, oh, go, Microsoft, go. I was kind of on board with the 360, and it wasn't bad. I don't like a lot of the changes that have been going on. A lot of it was fun in the beginning. You know, do you remember when you first got your Xbox 360 and you'd see other people online when it would say what game they were playing and it'd have something cute and humorous there and you could pop in and talk to them? You know how difficult that is to do now since they have screwed up the programming so much?
It's not easy now.
Yeah, you used to be able to click on their name, and if they had their game open, you could go right on in and sit and talk to them. You couldn't see what they were playing, mind you, but you could talk. You could sit and play your games together. That is extremely difficult to do now. Remember, we were playing Left 4 Dead, and Horace kept coming in to play with us. It wasn't because he was dropping out, I don't think, you know, because he was busy playing. It's because it just now just drops you for some odd crazy reason.
Yep. Just out of the blue. Oh, no, you didn't want to play this game. You didn't want to hang out with your friends. We're a POS. Third world made piece of plastic crap.
It's like the past few years, I don't know what y'all are doing. You know what? Keep talking about men. You all need to hand the reins over. You ain't doing it right. You're not hitting the right spots. You don't know what the heck you're doing. What the hell you're doing? Okay, you had two. Didn't you have another one there?
Oh, I did. And then I got distracted because I was all rawr.
Tell them, Ginger. Tell them.
All right, we got a freebie alert today. Freebie alert! Yay! Roar Rampage for iOS. Full version is free today. Today, folks.
Hot.
FDG Entertainment has a 5-alarm freebie today. Our top-rated and critically acclaimed iOS arcade action game, Roar Rampage, is free today. This special offer is valid until Monday of next week. So, hey, it's not free for just today. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, 3 days of freeness. Roar. Never mind. Anyways, Roar Rampage is a super fun destruction arcade game. Take control of a giant dino and let cities crumble to dust. The game is the result of cooperation between FDG Entertainment and indie developer studio Neutronized. Roar Rampage invites you to a crazy ride of epic proportions and lets you destroy everything that lies in your path. Yay! We like destruction. While the massive punching glove is an excellent weapon, you can also rip out streetlights and pick up trains to misuse them as baseball bats and nunchucks.
That's what I'm talking about. Yay, ninja dinosaurs.
Watch out for heavy resistance. The military has some serious experimental weapons, boss units, heavy ground troops, and aggressive Air Force units coming after you. Blow them to pieces. Oh my god, this actually looks cute! Of course it is for the iOS, so I can't play it because, you know, they don't love the droid.
No droid.
No. And apparently, you know, when we used the whole, this is not the droid you're looking for, it worked. So, yeah.
Droid. Okay. On that note, it is time for the Friday game sales.
Yay! Oh, hey, cool, I got a shout out. Thank you, Stealth Checker.
Hey, cool, I got a shout out. Wait a minute. Hey there, Sean. Hi there to you. All right. Back to my game sales. Sego Sogat. I like that name. There's some good stuff. It's not as fabulous as it's been in past Fridays, but not bad. Let me see if I can organize these by price. That works a whole lot better. Okay. Now, in case you are super, super cheap, this is probably the cheapest game you are going to find. Hearts of Iron 3, German 2, Sprite, whatever it is 25 cents. At Gamersgate, 25 cents. Also, the U.S. Sprite Pack and Hearts of Iron 3, Dies Israel, all of those are 25 cents. You cannot get any cheaper than that. If you like those types of games, you're looking for something to do, or maybe you want to try out a new genre, you didn't want to spend the 50, 60 bucks it was originally, you just want to see. Maybe you like that genre, you just don't know yet. 25 cents, that's 75 cents for all three. Get to going. You also have a new game, Stellar Impact Carrier Ship, over at Green Man Gaming. All three of those that go together. There's a carrier ship, artillery ship, science vessel, downloadable content, 37 cents. Hot, right? Hot?
That is hot. 37 cents?
37 cents at Green Man Gaming. If you prefer to go game...
Like change from your couch, folks.
Yeah.
Like college gaming, man.
Right. You also have Victoria 2, which we talk about from one of our favorite developers, Paradox Interactive. I think they're the ones who made Victoria. I could have them mixed up with someone else. Sorry, guys. This is 49 cents at the GameStop downloadable website. You have Post-Apocalyptic Mayhem on Steam. 49 cents, people. 49. Mm-hmm.
49. Seriously, this is like, you know, you're starving college kid. You need something to do this weekend because you're too broke to go out with, you know, the boys to club.
That's right.
You're scrounging underneath the covers. You know, I say the covers. Seat cushions.
Covers are fine.
You're digging underneath the seats of the car. Look, you got some money for gaming this weekend.
That's right. You got a game. If you got a little more to spend, maybe you got a full dollar, you can pop over to Gamers Gate, pick up Cities in Motion.
Go to McDonald's tonight.
Yes, if you got $5, you are set. But you can go over to Gamers Gate if you got a dollar there extra after you get your dollar sandwich and fries and drink, and pick yourself up Defenders of Ardania, Battle Magic, $1. Cities in Motion, $1. Warlock, Master of the Arcane, which is actually a pretty good game, I hear, $1. Europa Universalis 3, we've also told you about that one, also at Gamers Gate, $1. Gosh, you can't get this. I may have to just go through and have a binge. Just crazy. Let me jump down here. I saw some Left 4 Dead in here, I think, for like $20 or something like that, which is not bad. Wow. Limbo is also still on sale at Steam, $2.49. Excellent game. Pick that one up. Bus Driver, which I want to play for some odd reason. Don't ask me why. It's a simulator, and it's a stupid simulator, but I must play it. $2.49. I must play it. Sorry. Oh, I may have to get it today. $2. Majesty 2, if you've never played that, the Monster Kingdom expansion. If you visit our old site, there's a review up for that. I did the one for the iPad. Actually, not a bad game. $2.50 at Gamers Gate, if you like those types. Kind of like the original Warcraft. Not Worlds of Warcraft, people. Warcraft. Pirates of Black.
There was another one?
Yeah, there was you know what? I'm all confused. Anyway, A Game of Dwarves, which is also a very good game, $2.50 at Gamers Gate. Wow. Utah Survivor. Don't play it. $3.99 though, if you must, if you decide you're not going to listen to me. I saw the orange box here also for $7.07 at Steam. You got Gothic 3. Gothic 3 is actually an excellent game. I have the original, not the gold edition, which is on sale. I have the original. That is an excellent game if you've not, if you couldn't really get into Oblivion for whatever reason, or Skyrim. It's very much like that, but with a lot of story, a lot more story, believe it or not. Gothic 3, $4.98 at Green Man Gaming. Let's see what else they got hiding down here towards the bottom. Some of you are like, I got $20. I'm balling. I need to get a bigger game, okay?
What's the box, man? You're balling, man. Balling.
You balling like that? You can afford a game and Big Mac and all that stuff. Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light. If you never played it before, it's a Green Man Gaming for $14.97. So big balling like that.
That is not bad. That's some good pricing right there. Good pricing.
It is very good pricing. You also got your Grid 2, which we've told you about here, $44.99 if you're seriously balling. And if you just got all kinds of mad cash, well, you can pick up IPI Mocap Studio 2 Express. This is software for $221.25. They also have the basic version, which for some reason costs more, $446.25. Both of those, believe it or not, are actually 25% off the original price. Yeah.
All right.
Now I remember what you were saying. You mentioned Warcraft. I got off. Yeah, there was an original version, for those of you who don't know, that was not online. It's a little strategy thing. We talk about that all the time. You build up resources, you go and you attack. Yeah, so it wasn't always World of Warcraft.
All right, more about CISPA.
Oh.
Yahoo and Google, I'm looking at you right now. Yahoo and Google, I am looking directly at you.
Cut them! Oh.
I have to get a new email service and other things because, yeah, I'm not going to be using you folks anymore. Trade group that Google, Yahoo, Oracle, and others are members of has come out in support of CISPA.
Oh, man.
And a letter sent to the leaders of the House Intelligence Panel on Wednesday, TechNet CEO Ray Ramsey told lawmakers that the bill addresses the need for companies and government to be able to send and receive information about cyber threats to one another in real time. He also applauded the panel leaders for taking steps to address privacy concerns with their bill. But it looks forward to continuing talks on further privacy protections. We commend the committee for providing liability protections to companies participating in voluntary information sharing and applaud the committee's efforts to work with a wide range of stakeholders to address issues such as strengthening privacy protections. As the legislative process unfolds, we look forward to continuing the dialogue with you and your colleagues on further privacy protections, including discussions on the role of a civilian interface for information sharing. A number of tech company executives sit at TechNet's executive council, including Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer, Google Executive Chairman Eric Schmidt, Oracle President Safra Katz. A list of the members on TechNet's executive council are printed on the letter that the trade group sent to the House Intelligence Chairman Mike Rogers and Dutch Ruppersberger. Wow.
Anonymous, what is up? Why are y'all so quiet?
I know, right? Seriously, this is bull crap. I cannot believe this is even happening and that you guys are applauding this? Really? This is so scary. It's going to be pushed through possibly next week without the protections we need on it. And you guys are cheering it on? Oh, we'll talk about the protections afterwards. No, we won't. Once it's down the effing gate, have you ever tried...
How hard it is to get that law amended.
Saddle a horse once it's out of the gate. You can't do it. Stop it.
Obama is our only hope.
Obama. Obama won Kenobi.
Obama. And that's going up on Twitter.
save us, Obama won. Oh, seriously, this is not good, people. Because right now, it doesn't have any of the protections we need, and you guys are just going to let it go. Oh, we'll fix it afterwards. No, we won't, because they'll be like, well, you didn't want it then. Why do you want it now? They're not going to.
They're going to be like, oh, we'll talk about it later. Go ahead and go home. We got it. It's okay there, Google. Marissa, we were cheering you on.
I know, right?
Girl.
Yeah. More bad news. EA is not doing very good recently.
Again, they already voted best worst company. What else? What more have they got?
Well, I'm sure there are several other people that are now voting them worst company. Undisclosed number of layoffs hit EA Mobile Studios.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, EA has laid off a number of employees at its Montreal-based mobile game development studio, according to Polygon. The company says that these layoffs are part of an overall strategy to streamline operations.
Oh, that's an excuse.
Yeah. Though the mobile studio seems to have been impacted the hardest in this latest round of job cuts, no word on whether EA is cutting jobs elsewhere. EA is sharpening its focus to provide games for new platforms and mobile, says a spokesperson for the company. In some cases, this involves reducing team sizes as we evolve into a more efficient organization. These are difficult decisions to let go of good people who have made important contributions to EA, and whenever possible, we retrain or relocate employees to new roles.
Traitors.
Yeah. The unemployment line is not retraining them. Streamlining our operations will help ensure EA is bringing the best next-generation games to players around the world and ripping them off. Rumors about the layoffs first circulated this morning on Twitter. It's unknown how many employees have been let go, but prior to the layoffs, the studio employed an estimated 300 employees. The studio is known for creating a variety of licensed and non-licensed mobile titles, including Tetris and Scrabble. You guys, I'm so sorry. I'm so glad it's not a Christmas.
I hate
to see people being laid off. So I'm hoping they were able to restructure and get you jobs elsewhere. But I know that's got to be hard for some of you. So I'm so sorry. So sorry.
Okay, I have to say this before I go to my next story. There are some new things out in Second Life, and they just apparently started following me, the people that made them, and I want them.
What are they?
It's Troubles.
Troubles?
Trouble pigs.
Oh, good Lord, you do not want
to. I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Is it breedable?
I don't know if it's breedable. I just want it. It's cute, and I want to see what's in its belly. And they're for free on Amazon, by the way, right now.
They're free on Amazon?
Yes. Well, it's a pet pack, the Troubles, for free on Amazon. I'm getting mine right now.
Give me a link.
I'll get you a link. And just, hey, didn't you just say you didn't want one?
Well, it's free. Kids are now free.
Oh, I got to say, today is a binge gaming day. Baby Natrix and I are both off after she gets out of school, and we are planning on doing some binge gaming. She has not even adopted the phrase. She's like, hey, get the burgers ready by the time I get here.
Nice.
Get my PJs ready because we ain't going nowhere. I was like, I'm in it to win it, Baby Natrix. We binge gaming. She's, I'm going to need my laptop because I'm going to do Minecraft on the Xbox, and then I'm going to play something else on the laptop at the same time. And my DS. I said, work. I'll see you at 3. Yes, so this is going to be part of my gaming right here. I have to find these.
Hotness.
Do you see them? Aren't they cute? Look at them, Ginger. It's the buck teeth.
I'm trying to pull up. There we go. Oh, wait. I'm not sharing my screen. Let me share my screen. There we go. Oh, those are cute.
See, they're cute. They don't look like those. Those mirrors.
Oh, they do. Those are cute.
I told you, I want to squeeze it. I wonder, does it squeak when you squeeze it? Sorry. Oh, I just want one.
I didn't know that Amazon had a Game Connect for Second Life.
Well, I didn't know they had one for Second Life, but I knew they had a Game Connect.
That is interesting.
I don't know my password. I don't know my password to get into Amazon Connect.
Oh no!
Look, we're both trying to sign. Okay, now let me do my other story. Seriously, those of you who have a Wii, got some bad news for you. You better get your kiss your Mii goodbye. Mm-hmm. Nintendo will be discontinuing a bunch of their online Wii services come June. You will no longer be able to send and receive messages with others via the Wii message board or access a number of channel apps. The big switch off will happen in the UK first on June 28th. Nintendo of Europe has confirmed to Eurogamer that this is going to happen. For the CHOP are the Nintendo channel, the news channel, the forecast channel, the Everybody Votes channel, and the Mii Contest channel.
That's sad. Why they're closing them? Because of the Wii U? Well, probably. Wii is 10 years old now, right?
Yeah, and it's a good machine. And again, those of you who say, it's a stupid machine, I would like to point out to you, notice there are no memes for the death of a Wii, not one. There's no red ring of death for the Wii. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Keep that in mind. The people make good stuff over there. I don't know what they make it out of. Titanium, adamantium for you geeks. But it works. It works and it stays working. Okay, so anyway, apparently the news and weather channels were kept updated for more than 7 years. We got a chance to play a joke. I got to find that footage. When we were over at Fox, we took over the segment for the weatherman. When we had the Wii there that morning, that was funny. He was like, hey, what's going on? And we're like, oh, by the way, we're doing the weather this time. And we pulled hilarious. So anyway, notably, however, the Wii Shop channel will remain open for right now, so you can still buy stuff on the Wii Shop channel. And Mario says, we at Nintendo sincerely thank you for your continued patronage of our company's products. We apologize to those of you currently using these services and ask for your understanding. The above services will no longer be available if they are started up from the Wii menu. However, services other than those mentioned above, such as the Wii Shop channel and today's accomplishments on the Wii message board, will still remain available even after they cut it.
That's sad. That's so sad, but it is.
Good things come to an end.
10, 11 years old now, maybe a little bit older.
Yeah.
So I'm not all that, I don't know.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. When did this news come about? Hold up. I might have some late breaking. I might have some late breaking. I got to see when this happened. Okay, apparently nobody knows when this happened. Jerry Ellsworth announced recently, apparently, that she's been fired from Valve. She said nothing else on the matter, aside from a short tweet. Nobody knows what happens, and nobody's talking.
See, that's how you do it, folks. You keep your mouth shut.
While at Valve, if you want to know what she worked on hardware concepts and like the Steam Box. And yes, I said she. I'm sorry, Jerry. I'm very, very sorry. I'm in shock.
Curious what happened, but you know, may not be a bad thing to keep your mouth shut about.
Well, I'm glad that she's keeping her mouth shut, but at the same time, we need to know what happened, Jerry.
Do we need to grab the pitchforks, Jerry?
Do we need to?
All right.
This can't be good.
oh my God, Z. Yeah. Laughing Jackal have today announced that their critically acclaimed chain reaction shooter, Oh My God, Z, OMGZ, will rise again on PlayStation Vita in an enhanced remake. Oh My God, HD Zombies. That name seems familiar. It's because OMG HD Zombies is a wholly revamped, full-blooded Vita homage to Laughing Jackal's mini title. Oh my God, Z. I can say this, really can't swear.
Do it.
I mean, first reared its badly decomposing head in 2011, and is currently ranked in the top 10 PSP games of all time. For those of you who have never experienced the simple joys of zombie horde popping the first time around, the undead infection of Oh My God HD Zombies is the result of a scientific experiment on a virulent fungus that causes its zombified victims to explode when attacked. Any affected matter ingested or inhaled by a human victim causes them to become a zombie in return. That's pretty cool in itself, but the best part is that if any infected matter lands on another zombie, then that zombie explodes too, causing a rapid chain reaction of gory explosions and maximizing the likelihood of nearby victims being infected. Wise to this knowledge, your Riot Cop character is able to take down the whole city blocks of the undead with a single well-placed rifle round and a well-chosen vantage point. And the Oh My God HD Zombies Laughing Jackal have added some exciting new features, including improved graphics, more levels, more zombies, more upgrades, trophies, online leaderboards, touch control, prestige mode, and new comics. Yay! I was looking to see if this said free or not. They're not saying. They did not give me a price. And they didn't exactly give me a link so you can find it. But anyways, Laughing Jackal Games, it's Oh My God Z. Yay!
Look, people. Okay, I'm trying to get in and get my Truby, or whatever the hell this thing is. my Truble, whatever it is, I want it. can't get it. I'm not happy. okay, apparently 35 gaming companies have been targeted in a four-year-long attack. Up to 35 of those companies have been targeted by hackers believed to be Chinese-speaking over the last 4 years, according to Russian security firm Kaspersky Lab. Kaspersky, I'm sorry, I believe y'all are putting viruses out. I just do. I don't know why I believe that, but I just do. According to VentureBeat, the firm released a report today explaining, or actually yesterday, that explaining that malware call Winty targeted the gaming companies with the ability to digitally sign itself using stolen certificates, a way for it to fly into systems under the radar. The group's main objective is to steal source codes for online game projects as well as the digital certificates of legitimate software vendors. They put this up in a post on their website. They said, in addition, they are very interested in how network infrastructure, including the production of gaming servers, is set up and new developments such as conceptual ideas, design, and more. Kaspersky first came in contact with the malware when a popular online game, which they did not name, contacted security researchers to check for a virus that had spread to its users through an update server. The researchers discovered that the malware wasn't aimed at attacking individual computers, but rather it was accidentally distributed after the targeted server became infected. While researching the virus, Kaspersky discovered that the malware was signed by a stolen digital signature and later determined that this is a specialty of the Winty Group, as Kaspersky calls them. In order to attack all 35 of these companies, the Winty Group set up over 100 malicious campaigns and different commands and control servers per target. VentureBeat further states that Kaspersky believes that the attackers wanted to steal in-game currency and sell it for real money at a later time. The group also likely wanted gaming source code to find vulnerabilities or pirate games. The majority of the targets are located in Southeast Asia, though some infections have been reported here in the U.S. The researchers found Chinese characters while researching the malware, leading them to believe the Winty Group has Chinese origins or is at least Chinese-speaking. I want to know which companies were targeted. I'm sure the companies would like to know who was targeted.
That's kind of crazy, people. I would like to know who was.
Notice I said a popular online game. How about you say which? I don't think it was.
You don't think it was?
I think they're making it up. I'm sorry. I don't trust Kaspersky for some reason. I never have. I don't trust them or Norton's. McAfee's just jacked up, okay? McAfee's just a jacked up antivirus. But the Kaspersky and Norton's, for some reason, they have never sit right with me. You ever notice if Norton's gets on your computer, you have hell getting it off?
That is true. That is very, very, very true. And I hate that stuff so badly. Yeah, I had to think about what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a hell of a time getting Norton's off your computer if you install it. I mean, it is like trying to, you know, it's like a bulldog. It just clamps down on your hard drive. Even after you delete it, it leaves all kinds of entries back in your
registry. Get off my hard drive, yo!
Just like, oh, stop, let go. Give us free there, Norton's. Give us free.
Give us free.
All right, it'd be time for us to go. Ha, ha.
It does be.
Arr. So we will see you guys Monday. Do you go for Monday?
Yeah, I'll go for Monday.
You all good for Monday? Yeah, around this time? Yeah, bring your sandwiches. Ew. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm already in my head gaming. I have already left you guys. Already out of the building. I'm going to run this one more time here for you. There we go.
I've been working on a cocktail called Grouse with a Divorce. And the rest you can keep. There's a hole in my name.